focus on football. You know, I mean, this is a transition, and, you know, I just want to focus on it.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, hey, Packer fans.
Welcome to Cheesehead Nation Packer Transplants Friday Night Live.
Episode 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Episode 2. We're actually starting on time. How exciting
is
that?
Yes. Week 2, OTAs, lots of stuff to talk about, so let's dive right into it. Starting with, you know, the drama, I guess, is the only way you can put it. Last week, a lot of people very excited. Lots of stuff, you know, happening, making people concerned. Packer fans up in arms. Let's dispel a few things, all right?
Aaron Campman,
but I want to hit Donald Driver.
Let's
hit on the stuff we don't need to worry about first. Donald Driver, much ado about a whole lot of nothing. All right. Yes, he's, and I freely admit, before anyone jumps down my throat, I freely admit to perhaps throwing a little extra fuel on the fire, posting about it. However, I think my post was pretty tempered compared to some. But yes, Donald Driver missed, you know, OTAs last week. Everyone, and it came out that he's talking about his contract. That proceeded to generate a whole lot of talk, both in the blogosphere and in the mainstream press. And it turns out, of course, that one, a relative had passed away, and that two, his son graduated from kindergarten, and he wanted to be there.
There you go.
I'll take that. That's fine with me.
There you go. He was at practice. I saw him on the video.
And he was at practice. And if you have the chance, go to Packers.com and check out his interview. It is very funny. Favorite part for me has got to be where someone asks him if Greg Jennings' pending contract negotiations have any effect on him. And he looks back and says, I hope they give him $100 million. And I think almost everybody watching this and listening would completely agree. So Donald Driver, nothing to worry about.
Donald Driver, in the bag.
In the bag. Now, moving on to Mr. Campman, as you so readily were ready to I understand.
Hey.
A lot of people, very concerned. And I don't think he did anything to dispel concern this week.
No.
I mean, last week, I guess he was probably reading, you know, he comes to Cheesehead TV every day.
You know
day,
he does.
You know. And so he goes to Packer World, and he looks at the top 40 Packer blogs at Packer World, the blogosphere. He's reading on Railbird. He's reading on Cheesehead TV. He's reading at Packer's Lounge. Campman doesn't talk. He's all concerned. So he says, you know what? I'm gonna talk. You guys want me to talk? I'll talk. Well, talk he did, ladies and gentlemen. And in so doing, he didn't say a whole lot.
No,
and,
he didn't.
I happen to have.
You have some audio there?
I happen to have some audio. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a big step for me. Corey, as you know, is the tech guru here. But I've jumped on board here, and I've actually cut up some audio and done some stuff
nice.
Here. So if this really, like, blows up your computer, I apologize. But here's Aaron Campman answering questions about the transition to the 3-4 defense.
Just focus on football. You know, I mean, this is a transition, and, you know, I just want to focus on it.
Well, what was your initial reaction when you heard the news that going to a 3-4?
Well, historically, the 3-4 has been a sound defense.
Is there any part of you that has some hesitation or feels that maybe this isn't the best thing for you?
No, I think those are things that, you know, the media has talked about.
How was the transition going for you here, picking up the new scheme? That was a lot of different stuff for you. How things been going so far?
I'm learning it.
He's learning it, ladies and gentlemen. He's learning it. And, the interview is like 5 minutes long.
Of
and
that.
And it's of just that. Exactly. It was interesting, to say the least, especially if you go back and you watch any interview Campman's given in his entire time with the Packers. That was not your normal Aaron Campman. And
no, it wasn't.
Interesting enough, Andy over at Packer Geeks just today put up a post about that interview and about, you know, last week, both he and I said that Greg Bedard was making a little bit much of that, saying, oh, there's something wrong because he's not talking. And we both kind of said, no, you're making too much of it, blah, 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 blah. But both he and I are coming around. Yeah, something he's Cameron's obviously not a happy camper.
No, I don't think he's happy at all.
One guy we didn't mention in the drama section, but who is still, you know, maybe not creating drama because we've gotten used to it now. Nick Collins, still not at OTAs, still not out there. New defense, you know, he's got a guy in Smith from Pittsburgh, who the Packers picked up in the offseason, who, you know, played in this type of defense his entire career.
Yeah.
Has been there every day since they started in March.
Yep.
And is now out there with the starting defense every single day. You know, I'm just saying.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Corey and I, our favorite saying. I'm just saying.
I wonder what's going to happen there.
So, you know, I really think Smith has a very good chance to steal the job from Collins, Pro Bowl or no, because it's all about performance and doing it on the field. And Collins hasn't done that in this defense. Yes, he's made the Pro Bowl in the last scheme. But the double moves, yeah. The unsure tackling.
It's too bad that I don't have the Nick Collins Packer Fan Fest video loaded up. I think I have it in the media library.
Yeah, it might be there.
Yeah, I mean, when he asked point blank, have you studied?
And he said, nah.
Nah, why do I need to study? It's a new defense.
He laughed. When Bedard asked him that at the Pro Bowl, you know, he laughed about having to study. And he just, you know, I don't know. I guess, hey, maybe he'll come in. Maybe he'll blow it up. I doubt it. But you never know.
You never know. Well, let's talk about the wide receivers, because there was a lot of wide receiver action at OTAs on Wednesday for the practice that was open.
Well, here we go. Talking about the wide receivers, you know, we had a poll up. Who will be the number three?
Number three.
I mean, you've got James Jones and Jordy Nelson splitting the repetitions.
Oh, my goodness. James Jones, Wednesday practice. If I had that video, I'd show you right now. He has a stretch play. Alex is like, it's not great. It's pretty good, dude. I'm sorry.
I wish you could have seen it. It's pretty good, dude. That's great.
Because I was like, James Jones stretch.
Wow, on the poll, Nelson is at 53%, and Jones is at 40-something. Nelson,
no.
Winning out on the poll. I got to admit, ladies and gentlemen,
no.
I'm really surprised.
I'm surprised.
And I'm a huge, huge Nelson fan. Anyone who reads the blog
I love
this.
Jordy Nelson, but I think James Jones could be...
I think James Jones has got all the talent in the world. I just... You know,
he's
and
four
Donald's designated driver will wrap me on the knuckles for this.
He's
but
four
I just,
times better than Robert Ferguson.
Yeah, well, that is true. But most receivers in the NFL probably are. Dale Z says, Nelson, greater than Jones. Deal with it. Dale Z.
Deal.
I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing. I'm not saying whether you're right or wrong. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I know that's hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm on the fence on this one. I love James Jones. He had a great rookie year. Jones' proponents, so to speak, will point you to the fact that Jones had a better rookie year than Greg Jennings, which is very true. I don't know. I want to see some toughness out of Jones. I want to see him. And everyone points to the hit from the Cincinnati preseason game last year where he got his helmet knocked off and he ran in for the, you know, and I always say the same thing. It's one thing to take a hit. Yeah, Aaron, you take that hit. No, I'm not going to take that hit. Thank you very much, because I don't play in the NFL.
It's true.
Okay? It's one thing to take that hit and keep going. That's great. But it's a whole nother thing to be dishing it out. You watch Donald Driver, he dishes it out. Now that's toughness. Over the middle, up the sideline, blocking, catching the ball, he doesn't care.
Okay, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Did anybody vote for DeMarco Simmons?
Next time it comes around, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Swain got a vote.
Brett Swain got a
Brett
vote.
Brett Swain's at 7%.
Nice.
But other than that, no. No DeMarco.
So wait, do we? I don't have Cover It Live, you guys, because I don't have another computer. Someone can buy me one if they want. yeah, and by the way, we got to do a plug real quick.
Okay, quick. Here we go.
You can get your Cheesehead TV mug at the Cheesehead TV store.
You know you want one.
Do
and
it.
And we don't care what you put in it.
We don't care.
It could be water.
Could be.
Oh, there it is.
There you go. Look, you
water.
Can show it. You can be like,
so
look, I can be in your camera. I like
could
that.
Could be water. Could be.
I like that.
Something a little stronger,
you know what I like more than the Cheesehead TV mug?
What's that?
The Packers.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta agree with you on that
There's
one.
There's Aaron Campman again.
Can you tell we really want Aaron to stick around?
I gotta do Aaron though.
You know the Packers have like must-see TV.
He's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this play. I think they're gonna do a hook to Jennings.
God, that Yuck Nasty again.
Yuck Nasty.
With
thank
the
you.
Footage, look at that. That is great
Here
stuff.
Here we go. Here that we go. Great. Oh, and Aaron Campman just sacked Aaron Rodgers. That was
no,
awesome.
No, actually, that was Jeremy Thompson.
Whatever.
But it's all right.
No, well, he's coming around the other side, too.
That's Tony Moll on the false start, isn't it? I love that.
Oh, yeah, that's
Tony
right.
Tony Moll's false start.
I put that in there because I thought it was funny.
Oh, God. Hey, Yuck Nasty, given the love for Greg Lumpkin. Jersey Al on the Lumpkin bandwagon.
Oh,
Jersey
Lumpy
Al.
Lump.
There we go.
There's so much to like about Lumpkin.
Andrew in Atlanta, in answer to your question, that would be Miller Lite. In both.
No,
my friend.
I have water in mine.
What?
Yeah, I do. Not.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a nerd.
Okay, see, I was very taken aback.
All right. So wait, what was the final tally on who's gonna be the second running back?
It's right now we've got Brandon Jackson leading over Craig Lumpkin.
Yeah.
Jackson's got 62%, which I'm on board with that. Although, I am a huge Lumpkin fan, as anyone who's read the blog knows. We'll see. I think...
There's a lot to like about Lumpkin.
I thought it very interesting, McCarthy's press conference, that he made sure to mention every single guy. You know, he started with Grant and said, okay, that's his job, blah, 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 blah. But then he said, Brandon Jackson's done a great job. And then he went out of his way to say, Lumpkin's doing, you know, surprising and doing very well. So he likes the bell cow. He likes one back in his offense. He was the same way when he was in New Orleans. You know, he likes one guy. And I don't know if Brandon Jackson has got the stamina for it. I don't know if he can do it down in and down out. I mean, that's something that the coach has got to determine.
Yeah.
I will say, though, last year, especially in the second half of the season, I thought Jackson looked fantastic. I thought he...
I did, too. I thought he...
I think a
lot of people
Carolina
were rooting
game.
For him. Yeah, a lot of people were rooting for him.
Especially after the Carolina game, he comes in for Grant and just looks fantastic. I mean, he hit almost every cutback. He broke off some great runs. And there's one where he's going down the sideline and someone's got an angle on him. And he just stops on it, like he slows down and takes the guy, uses his leverage and his inertia, and just pushes him on the ground and gets like 3 or 4 extra yards. That's just I don't know.
He could be the checkdown king, and as we know in Packer history, the checkdown king becomes the wrecker. Seriously,
if you can
catch the ball out of the backfield in West Coast offense, you are invaluable.
I can't remember if we put him on the poll, but I like this Sutton kid from Northwestern. I know a lot of people think that he's too small and blah 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 blah, and that he's not fast enough and all these things. But I watch this kid and he just knows the game. You can tell he sees it. He sees it in a way that like someone like Travis Jervey didn't.
Travis Jervey. Oh man, we gotta go. We're gonna go to.
I had to mention Travis Jervey for you.
You gotta stop.
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
Yuck, you there?
I'm good.
There he is.
Oh, there he
hear
is.
Me?
Yeah,
yeah,
can
we hear
you,
brother.
You got
all right. I hear you guys like 3 or 4 of you.
Hey, you were there last year, right?
Yeah, I went to him last year.
If I remember right, it was the at least the footage I saw. You were indoors, right?
Yeah, they had him inside the Hudson Center last year.
And did anyone from the Packers give you any grief about it?
Are you talking about Mr. Teddy?
Teddy or Mark Murphy? Well, when Corey and I were at FanFest, Mark Murphy definitely noted us and pointed us out to Aaron Popke. So I was just wondering if, you know, anybody with the Packers, you know, said, who are you with?
Oh, no, they had like a little section for all the fans. So I was there and it was like, you know, everybody was shoulder to shoulder in there with the fans, so... Well, I wasn't the only one there with a camera.
Very cool. Very cool. And this year, how many fans were there? It didn't look like there were a whole lot.
Oh, no. There was a lot. man, 50, 60, 70 probably. There was a whole bunch of people. It looked like how it'd be during training camp. Even.
Nice. Very nice. And how was the new practice field? Did you get a chance to check it out?
I didn't go over there.
Cool.
I didn't
cool.
see the Ray Nitschke field. We were on the other one.
Right. In front of the Hudson Center.
Yep.
Hey, who's your favorite Packer all time?
Woody. Oh, all time?
All time.
Well, I used to have my hair cut like Mikowski back in the day. So.
Nice.
I'd say either him or Sterling Sharp, probably.
That's nice. And in the current team, it's Woodson?
Yeah, Woody. Yeah,
Woodson. What do you like about Woodson?
I just like his leadership, man. He even at the OTAs, you could tell that he was the man around there. And
definitely.
I just like he carries himself.
Very cool. Well, how is I checked out your MySpace page. How's that going? What kind of music are you doing? Where are you trying to get it? What are you doing with it?
I do hip hop and R&B. I produce, sing a lot. I write hooks for people.
Very cool.
Yeah, just got a CD out now. You guys, go to my MySpace page. I'll give you one for free if you tell me that you saw me on Cheesehead TV.
Oh.
Well, throw
just
on
leave nice. Me a comment, and I'll give you one. I'll send you one in the mail.
That's what we like to hear. If you want, you throw up the link on the blog tonight, just at any point, and people can go there. And cool. Oh, and also, I was going to say, with the OTAs and the filming, are you going to be there every week? Do you go there during the year? Do you go to training camp? Like, how often are you at Lambeau?
I'm probably going to go there throughout the whole thing that I can. Anytime, any day that I'm available to. I'm going to go this year.
Sweet.
You live really close. He lives really close to Lambeau.
Yeah, I live right behind, about 3 blocks away, so...
All right, well, you see, you can't say that because you'll have unexpected guests. Trust me on that.
Hey, there are people parking around here all the time.
Right. What do you think will be the biggest difference from last year to this year on the defensive side of the ball? Since you're such a huge Woodson fan, do you think it'll be the secondary? Are you looking at the D-line, the linebackers? Do you think it's the coaching staff?
I think the linebackers pretty much is what's going to either make it or break it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have Mr. Psycho, Kevin Green.
Yeah.
I've always liked him when I was a kid, so when I found out we got him...
Yeah, if anything, I mean, I think I wrote it last week. I said, you know, Jeremy Thompson, the one knock against him is that he doesn't have any passion. I mean, if anyone can bring passion to someone, it's Kevin Green.
Yeah.
Definitely. You liked him...
Hey.
You said you liked him when he was a kid. Did you... You grew up, obviously, rooting for the Packers, but, you know, have you always lived in Wisconsin?
Well, yeah, I've lived in Wisconsin most of my life.
Very good.
But I've always been a Packer fan. I mean, it's kind of in your blood when you're around here.
Right. Very nice. All right. Well,
I know my dad was a big Kevin Green fan growing up, so.
Oh, yeah?
Man.
Well, that's yeah. Very cool. I lived in Carolina when I met Corey, and he was with the Panthers then, and I just, you know, I thought he was fantastic.
I'm a little worried about fullback, quite honest with you.
Are you really?
Like, what is the state of our running game and the fullback? Because it's kind of been, the last 2 years feels to me like the fullback is going the way of the dodo.
Yeah, well.
When it comes to the Green Bay Packers.
When it comes to the Packers. Well, it comes to the Packers under McCarthy.
And even in the NFL. I mean, the NFL has gotten away from full-on.
That's true.
Your hardcore fullback.
Yeah, that's true.
I form.
I miss me some William Henderson.
I like I form. I think it's a good way to line
well,
up. Well,
I form is traditionally, as we saw with Winston Moss, you know, offenses traditionally it's a first down, second down formation, and the whole point of the defense is trying to get you out of that. I love Quinn Johnson. I think the kid's going to blow some people up. Well, we'll see. I mean,
oh, Quinn Johnson. Yeah, that's right.
We got the monster back there.
Yeah, but then you got guys
the
like
Beast.
Then you got Corey Hall, which I know Brian's gonna disagree with me, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling that Corey Hall is gonna be blowing anybody up anytime soon. Maybe he's gonna catch out of the backfield and like be that kind of fullback, but I'm not feeling Corey Hall on the fullback dive. Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Here's Keith saying to
Uh-oh.
You.
Oh no,
Corey. I still think Will Blackman is our best return man.
I would agree with that.
Oh, He would agree with that.
I wish, Keith, that I could show you the punt return that Will Blackman ran back in the OTAs on Wednesday. We have it in the marathon, but I wish I could put it just on my video right now. That would be cool. I can agree with that, although I will say that Tremont Williams should be allowed the chance to run back punts.
Tremont Williams does, doesn't he? Yeah. Oh, he did 2 years ago.
I just mean like more. I just mean more.
Yeah. Well, he's getting his chance in camp.
Well, the problem is he is going to be the nickel, and you don't want your nickel running back punts.
No, it's true.
So I get it. I get it. I just think he's fast. He's speedy. He's nice.
Keith says, last you said you preferred Tremont.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Are you like re-quoting me? Seriously.
Oh, hey. Welcome to my life.
I'm a nerd.
Welcome to my life. Hello. Every day people throw up stuff. You said this like 6 months ago.
You said
people like we evolve. No. Our thinking goes forward.
I think
we change our minds.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm gonna say about that.
In other words, I cannot be held accountable for anything.
When I said those remarks at the time, Tremont Williams was the better choice.
Hey, there you go.
Today,
and since then, things have changed.
Today,
clearly.
Today, Tremont Williams is clearly the second coming, and if Al Harris or Charles Woodson go away, I think we've got a good guy right there.
Okay, I'm gonna light this up. We've got about 8 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, until the official end of our time. Although we could just keep
we are gonna keep
night.
The live blog going. Though.
The live blog will continue when we're done. But I want to watch you guys. I want to let you guys in on a little something that we share here. Corey, question for you.
Oh, God.
Straight up. Knowing what we know now and everything that has transpired since then.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
Are you still of the opinion, since we're throwing back your opinions back at you in your face, are you still of the opinion that Thompson was egregiously incorrect in not trading for Randy Moss?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, see, I completely disagree.
Yes. If we would have had Randy Moss, we would have won. It would have been.
We
would have
won what? We went 13-3.
Super Bowl. Hey, there's this little thing that's got.
So
fans.
We would have beat the. First of all, we would beat the Giants, and then
guy?
We would have beat the.
No, stop. Yes, see the guy that? to the. I don't know what it is for people in the thing here.
That guy right there.
Yeah, that guy right there.
That guy.
His name's Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, I see him.
Okay.
Good guy.
Winning ends and everything. It's the only thing.
I hear you.
And he didn't say the MF
part. But Randy
part.
Moss did not play defense. Randy Moss
Whatever.
Did not play quarterback. Randy Moss.
Brian, I have the picture that you know that I want to show right now, okay? And if Randy Moss would have been in that picture, and you know what I'm talking about, Brian. It's on the images. It's in the folder. It's Mr. Number 4's last throw that we always seem to get on here.
And somebody threw it up last week, so we know it's in there.
I put it in there. I made sure. I even
but
called
here's,
it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. But that's a perfect example.
Okay.
All right, the perfect example.
He would have went straight to Randy Moss.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just like he just went to his go-to guy in Donald Driver.
How many?
He probably would have had 30 more interceptions.
How many times, okay, mm-hmm. have you seen against the Packers, okay?
Yes, many.
Have you seen?
Many.
Randy Moss catch it over two guys?
Many.
One of those guys being Darren Sharper?
Many.
Okay.
Many.
Many. So if he just chucks it up for Jesus in the NFC Championship game, okay, I think that we would have won.
Does Randy Moss play, does he cover Plaxico Burress in that game?
Look, hey, let's go back to your question, okay? Here's your question. Your question is, should Ted Thompson have traded for Randy Moss? My point at the time was that Ted Thompson was playing for the future. And what did the future get us? Did it get us a guard or a tackle? No. Do we have anything to show for what the future was supposed to get us? No. 6-10 team. 13-3. Don't win the Super Bowl. Go to Lambeau Field and lose the freaking NFC Championship game. Are you kidding me? How do you do that? How do you be the first team to ever do that? That's a stain, my friend.
How many Super Bowls does Randy Moss have? How many rings?
Look, it's not just about
Let
Randy
me tell
Moss.
You. Let
I'm
me tell
saying.
You. Whoa, you just said it was all about that. Let me just
no,
say.
No, it's not all about
Let
Randy Moss.
Say.
I'm saying
whoa,
Ted
whoa, whoa.
Thompson wasn't. Right. Here's the point. It's the Randy Moss trade was part of that whole Ted. It was part of Ted going, I'm going to do this the right way, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give Brett Favre, who he needs, to win now. Okay. Because I'm going to do the smart thing, which right. I agree. Hey, dude, when it comes to building a team, the guy's done a good job. But here's the thing. When you've got a horse, okay? Mm-hmm. When you got, I don't even know what the name of
a thoroughbred.
But I was going to try to come up. I was trying to be clever and come up with some kind of like name of horse, but I don't know anything. So. Okay, if you got a guy in the stable who can win games, you got to give him people that he can win games with. Not Darren College!
Here we go. We're not even going to talk about Darren College because we covered that last week. But
well, we covered it, but that's who we got him.
No, I know.
Wait, who else? Who else? Who did he get him? Who's that?
Greg Jennings.
No, what other offensive guard? I mean, did we get any offensive linemen? Since Ted Thompson has been the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, have we gotten one lineman that's worth a damn? Seriously. Seriously.
I would argue we have Darren College. You would disagree.
Oh, so the best lineman that Ted Thompson has gotten the Green Bay Packers.
I don't know about the
is
best.
Is Darren College.
I didn't say that. I said eight. You said name one lineman. I said
yeah.
That's a
okay.
lineman.
Okay, so who's the best lineman that Ted Thompson has gotten
the Green
Bay
Packers? I think
Packers?
It's either College or Spitz. I'm not sure. And it could be Sitton at this point. And I really like Lang, who he got this year. So
And Spitz
know.
Might not even play this year.
No, Spitz will be the center.
Okay.
Spitz will be the center.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, how was that fire?
Point,
huh?
Point
the
proven.
Passion?
Point proven right there.
What?
He hasn't. That's his. That the two biggest stains on Ted Thompson, and I
all
like
right.
the man. Okay?
Oh, hey! If you're gonna say offensive line, I totally agree.
Offensive line
he's
is the biggest stain.
Got the offensive
I
line.
Think offensive line is a bigger stain than the NFC Championship. And make no mistake, people, the NFC Championship is a stain. Losing that game at Lambeau Field and losing the record in Lambeau Field, it's a stain on your career as a general mm-hmm. manager of the Green Bay Packers.
I couldn't agree more. It's going to, and I couldn't agree more with Jersey Pack fan who says it's going to be Lang. I think Lang's a real find.
But that's my point. If it's going to be Lang, Lang's going to be the center? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's
going to
be right tackle.
Right tackle, right. But it's
I think Jersey Pack fan is saying he's going to be the best offensive lineman that Thompson's got.
Right, after how many years?
Well, you know.
After you could have locked Mike Wall up for two years.
You could have.
You had to pay for it. But why do we need money?
No,
we're under the salary cap.
Dude, I completely agree with you on Wall. I think a lot of people agree with you on that.
No, I know.
I mean, Wall could have been had, and he let him go, and he made a decision there that, you know.
I'm just letting out my frustration at the broadcast on Ted Thompson right now. I actually like Ted Thompson.
No, we know you do. And,
I like him.
That's what this is all about.
He's good.
It's a give and take. That's what being a Packer fan is all about. That's why these people have come here on a Friday night, not even like a Tuesday, a Friday night
in
June.
How many people do we have watching right now?
I don't even want to look. Someone tell me. I don't even know. I think three, four.
No, well, we have more producers than that.
Andy in St. Paul says, "You rock, Corey. Sitton will definitely be the best. Tough dude.
Sitton.
Yeah, well, you know, I like Sitton. Sitton's going to be good. He was looking good last year until he got hurt in the old preseason there. So, you know.
The only problem is when I'm ranting, I can't change cameras, and I forget which camera I'm on.
You were doing a good job, though, there. You were slamming cameras left and right.
So it's weird. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
It probably is weird. You're right. But ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted you all to see that. Because what you just saw with Corey, like, getting all upset and yelling and stuff, that's what prompted us to start this whole endeavor in the first place. Because we would do that for hours. And then I think people just got sick of us doing that.
So thanks, everybody, for showing up. We really appreciate it. Next week, Tom Pelissero from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
We'll be calling in. Hopefully we can hear him.
Sigmund Bloom from Draft Guys TV.
He'll be here as well, talking about the Packers draft and other various things.
And
thanks to everybody. Thanks to all the blogs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks to Brian.
Thanks to
CD.
D'Angeli.
Thanks to Dale Z.
Thank you to Yuck Nasty. Thank you
so much to Yuck Nasty. Keep up the good work.
Dude.
Check out PackersLounge.com. Check out Railbird Central.
You know all the places.
Check out Tundra Vision. And check out the Bucky Channel.
Bucky Channel.
Did we even say that? Bucky Channel's in the house tonight.
Thank you so much. Hold on.
I think he's at a Brewer game.
Yeah, let's just say that for a second. Thank you, Bart. Bucky Channel.
Bart at the Bucky Channel. Everybody check out the Bucky Channel. Thanks so much for being on tonight.
It's good Wisconsin stuff. Thank you.
We'll see you next week, Wednesday.